Carver had a cow shed.
Yeah, Carver. Well, no. He called it the barn shed.
Right, the barn shed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the places where the horses were kept in the...
In the stable. We call them stables.
Were those the stalls in the barn?
We call them stalls. We call them stables. They're just a stall for a horse standing. Ours were pretty big.
Yeah.
2-3 horses could stand in ours, you know, if they were peaceable to each other.
I see. Now, the place where the cows were staked and penned at milking time, did you...
Well, we always just trained our cows just to sit down on a box or something, milk them anywhere in the horse line. We didn't have no stalls or anything to put them in.
Did anybody around, any of your neighbors have a place that they either called a milk gap or a cow pen?
Yeah.
Or a cup pen?
Yes, that's right. Called a milk gap and cow pen, that's right.
Okay. But you didn't,
No. We just turned out in the horse lot.
I see. And how about the hogs?
The hogs?
Yeah, where?
Well, we had pens. We had pens that we fattened in. My father built a permanent pen. Kept it all the time. Put the hogs in there and fatten them every year, you know. But generally, people just had a lot. They just threw the corn out to them or put it in a trough in the lot. But we had a pen. Had a floor in it.
Oh, I see.
And we
wood floor?
Yeah, wood floor. And we fixed it till the water would drain and we'd wash it out. We'd clean it out and then we'd take wood clean water and throw it in the front and wash it out and it made it nice and clean, you know. I did that when I was raising family. I had a board about 2 inches thick. It'd last years, you know. I made me a good hog pen when I moved my family out in the country.
Now, the pen would be the...
Be the pieces sides around, you know.
Did they have any covering over the top?
Yeah, we covered one, usually covered one end. They have a dry place left under. Of course, that hog didn't care.
They just stay out.
Yeah, they were pretty good and fat. They didn't care, you know.
Did you ever have a hog lot?
Oh, yes. Yes, another hog lot.
Now, the hog lot,
yeah.
Could they always get out?
Well, not for the pen. We just fattened them. We kept out
of
the pen all the time.
I see.
But you did have a lot that you could turn them out if you wanted to. And the fish, they couldn't get no more on just the lot, you see.
Did you feed anything special when you were
fattening
them?
Yeah, feed them special. Well, we tried the corn feed them. That's the best meat in the world, you know.
That's what I've heard.
Corn feed, yeah. I always fed them my own corn. I was young, they had open range. And hogs would run, they would eat acorns and chestnuts and everything. Everybody's hogs run out. But later on, they passed what they call the no fence law. And they people had to keep their stock out.
Now, what did they call that stuff that they'd eat? Did you ever hear that called anything?
Mass.
That's what I was
talking about. Mass.
Did you have any place?
Yes.
Would you describe that?
Yes, sir. There's one left to stand where our house had been mined it down. Dug down in the ground. My father built it. Dug down in the ground. And boarded it up. Fixed it good. And he had a loft, a gable in, you see. Put the roof up like that. And we left it open. We had a place to open. We could put holes and rakes and pitchforks and things up above. But we kept the canned fruit and stuff down. And your foot wouldn't freeze, don't you see? Put down some steps. It's still there.
Was this dug into the ground?
That's right.
It had a cellar dug in.
That's right.
And a building built over.
That's right.
But it wasn't built into the side of the hill.
No. Not ours one. Now it's built right on the little land. It's still standing there. And we gave... No, I'm talking about the dairy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.